Blog Talk Radio.
It is time. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's time to awaken to empowerment. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and I want to thank you for joining me today. Yeah, here in Illinois, it's like 40-something degrees, rainy, and it's like horrible. All those beautiful little plants that I started outside, the little tomatoes and peppers and all that good stuff that I'm hoping to do a garden with, yeah, they're all sitting in my garage right now because I don't want that stuff to get frozen. But, hey, it's so great that we're back on here. And, you know, it's great to get back on and do this wonderful Blog Talk Radio show. And, you know, it was pretty cool because yesterday we did some really cool things. And, like, the big thing, the best thing you can do for the whole world is to make the most of yourself. And that's wonderful. What's his name? I forgot his name. Okay, my brain's not affecting me, but that's okay. I'm stupid tired right now, too, but Wallace Wattles, So it's really time. We've got to really start being a voice. Got to be the voices for people. And we have to show up, stand up, speak up. And we can't shut up. And we can't take the garbage that's being thrown at us. So I'm just trying to find some really cool things here. Some calls to action. Okay. That's so much stuff. You know, we have to really supercharge our consciousness and rapidly accelerate the transformation in this political cycle, okay? We got to realize this is not politics anymore, okay? We really absolutely need to be focused on what's going on and focused on the truth. Because some of the stuff that's out there, it's just wrong, you know. It is so wrong. And, I mean, like this COVID, come on, man, seriously. I can't even believe that now they're starting to say, oh, you know, possibly this started in China. Hello? Over a year ago. Former President Trump was saying, you know, called it the China virus, and, you know, terrible, you know. Now, here's some great truths. Like yesterday, we did some great quotes. Well, here, listen to this one. In my many years, I've come to the conclusion that one useless man is a shame. Two is a law firm, and three or more is Congress. If you don't read the newspaper, you're uninformed. If you do read the newspaper, you're misinformed. It was Mark Twain. Suppose you were an idiot, and suppose you were a member of Congress. But then again, I repeat myself, it's Mark Twain. Ah, yes, that is redundant, is it not? I contend that for a nation to try to tax itself into prosperity is like a man standing in a bucket and trying to lift himself up by the handle, Winston Churchill. A government which robs Peter to pay Paul can always depend on the support of Paul, George Bernard Shaw. A liberal is someone who feels a great debt to his fellow man, which debt he proposes to pay off with your money. G. Gordon Liddy. Yeah, liberal, I'm okay with liberals. I don't believe that. I mean, that was back in the day. Now they're called leftist socialist pigs. Yes, they're called Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I mean Cortez, excuse me. Like Kamala Harris, yep. Jihad Omar, Rashida Tlaib. Yeah, they're all a bunch of assholes. They should all be you know, taken out and beat at a whipping post, or actually just exposed for the assholes they are, because they don't want America. They want their own power. I mean, we had this conversation, but this is Awaken to Empowerment, and we're going to have solutions for all this. But you have to talk to some of these fun things. I mean, I don't want to have to go through all of them. But remember, you can't multiply wealth by dividing it. What one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving. The government cannot give you anybody anything. The government does not first take from somebody else. You cannot legislate the poor into prosperity by legislating the wealthy out of prosperity, okay? We hang the petty thieves and appoint the great ones to public office. That was Aesop. I love this. What this country needs are more unemployed politicians. Artist Edward Langley, he was born in 1928, he died in 1995. A government big enough to give you everything you want and strong enough to take everything you have. That's Thomas Jefferson. There's no distinctly Native American criminal class, save Congress. I don't get it. The ultimate result of shielding men from the effects of folly is to fill the world with fools. Herbert Spencer, English philosopher. The only difference between a taxman and a taxidermist is that the taxidermist leaves the skin. The inherent blessing of socialism is the equal sharing of misery. That's Winston Churchill. The government's like a baby's elementary canal with happy appetite at one end and no responsibility at the other. That was Ronald Reagan. Talk is cheap, except when Congress does it, especially Joe Biden. $6 frickin' trillion in debt this MFR wants, this slow-mo sippy Joe, sippy cup Joe wants to do. Come on, sippy cup. Just because you don't take an interest in politics doesn't mean politics won't take an interest in you people. In general, the art of government consists of taking as much money as possible from one party of citizens to give it to the other. If you think health care is expensive now, wait until you see what it costs when it's free. That's P.J. O'Rourke. I don't make jokes. I just watch the government and report the facts. That was Will Rogers. Anyway, so many great things. So here's the deal. The truth of the matter is, if we were all personally responsible for our own behavior and actions, like some of these elitists that think they could go ahead and not wear masks and make rules for others to wear masks, but they go to their extensive French laundry bars and restaurants, you know, restaurants that probably cost more than some people's monthly apartment bill, rent costs. Friends, we're in some big trouble, okay? Joe Biden just was trying to pass a $6 trillion spending bill. $1 trillion is this. Wrap your brain around this. $1 trillion is if you spent $1 million every day, $1 million every day from the time of Christ, you still would have 700 years, I'm sorry, to spend $1 trillion. The 700 years to spend $1 million for the next 700 years. Okay, so it's like another 700 million short. So, I mean, we're at 2021. It's a lot of millions. Okay, lots of millions. We're going to be in trouble. We're going to have so much debt. Debt is not a good thing. Debt is slavery, okay? Debt is slavery. An exorbitant amount of debt is slavery. It's time to, pull the reins in. It's time to pull the reins in on this government. It's time to pull the reins in on the Democrats and expose them for who they are. The most frustrating thing is this complicit media. This complicit, quote-unquote, and I'm saying media very, lightly here. They're not a media. They seem like they're a talking portion for the Democrat Party. Anyway, personal responsibility, being your own advocate, if you will, realizing you could do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That's Philippians 4:13. And yes, it's about each one reaching one, each one teaching one, believing that you can, getting mentoring, getting coaching, working with people that have been there and rocked what you want to do, and then be the good. See, actually be that change. These See You Next Tuesdays in Congress are a bunch of hypocrites. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a little bartender, which is absolutely cool. I work in bars. That little, you know, she's driving around a freaking $74,000 Tesla. She's driving around an expense. She makes $170,000 a year. How much do her constituents make? And she's complaining about her freaking garbage disposal or something. I don't even know. Bernie Sanders, like we talked about yesterday, him having to have a king-size bed and the temperature kept at 60 degrees and he can't be close to the ice maker or the elevator because, you know, he's so important. They're elitist. They're not part of the people. They work for us. They are our servants. They work for us. They are enriching themselves. They are making their lives cushy and better at the expense of we the people. That is fundamentally wrong. That is not rising together. That is not what this country was founded on. There is something called servant leadership, where our leaders go to D.C. and serve. Excuse me, but our former president didn't take an effing paycheck. He left the $400,000 a year. How about slow-mo Sleepy Joe, who's been a swamp creature longer than almost I've been alive? 47 years this man has been in Washington, D.C., living on taxpayer funding. Go back and get a real job. How about signing the front of the paycheck for a change? Okay? We need to empower entrepreneurs. We need entrepreneurs at the highest levels of government because they understand the basic principles. You don't spend more than what you have. But it's funny because how government always thinks, well, what could we do if we had this kind of money? Well, we can get this kind of money because we can always tax the people more. Dare you? How dare you tax the people more? How dare you put our posterity in such debt? How dare you create an environment for this unsustainable, prolific debt cycle? We're going to have inflation, like unbelievable. People need to start being responsible for themselves. You know what you can do to help preclude this? Go ahead and start stockpiling your own stuff. Because if you go ahead and get your food, grow your own vegetables, get your own veggie seeds, grow your own vegetables, you know, I'd love to say get your own chickens. That would be cool. I'm just not into that. To become a vegetarian, eat vegetables and beans. You know what? Our gas prices are going to go up to the moon. Oh, yeah, we can afford electric cars. Were they $80,000? Sure. You know, it's crazy. It's nice to have a nice paid-for used car. You know, not driving around these $100,000 vehicles in debt. Okay, debt is not always your friend. There is good debt, yes. I mean, if you have a business, you could go ahead and write your car off. And, yes, your, you know, a mortgage debt is an okay debt because you get a write-off for it. But I'll tell you, this what we're doing to our country right now, it is not being responsible. And this show is about being the change, being personally responsible, being an entrepreneur, each one reaching one, each one teaching one, being the good, okay? And we can rise by lifting others and bringing people with us. We have to start mentoring and teaching people how your life is here for you to create your own destiny and put out good vibes. And don't fall into the narrative. You got to believe in God and yourself, and, you know, you can do all things through him who strengthens you. And it's true. And you know, I love this one little saying, if you stumble, make it part of your dance. You know, yeah, sometimes things are going to happen. You're going to fall. Things are not going to work out perfectly. But you just get up and you figure out what you use it as a stepping stone. Learn from it, okay? You know, and remember, whatever you ask for in prayer with faith, believing, you will receive. Our Bible tells us that. It is really time for us to get back to these timeless truths that made this country great. This country was founded on principles of excellence and greatness and prosperity and peace and love. I mean, Philadelphia, hello, Philadelphia. Philo is brotherly love. Philo love is brotherly love. You know, we need to love each other. And we have to love each other enough to tell each other the truth. You know, everything, this government can't sustain what they're doing. Don't listen to the mainstream media. This stupid Wuhan virus, this manufactured virus and this shot, I really find this quote-unquote vaccine, and it's really not a vaccine. Okay. I'm hearing a lot of not good things about it and stuff. I am not a doctor, but I will tell you, there are a lot of doctors, and I could tell you where to go. It is absolutely fabulous. It's covid.daystar.com. Again, just go to Google, or just put in your browser covid.daystar.com, and they have all these doctors, Dr. Simone Gold, Doc Tenpenny, I think her name is, so many great doctors, Del Bigtree, he's the high wire guy. There's just a lot of really awesome and fabulous videos on there, and again, that's called covid.daystar.com, and you can go ahead and see some of these videos and inform yourself. Inform yourself every way you can. It's not just listening to the mainstream media. I mean, you know, and it's not just listening to things on the, you know, the antithetical. Make your own decision. Remember, once you get injected, you can't go back. You don't detox from it. And you could always go ahead and get a shot. You know, you can't take the shot away once you get it. And anybody that's a younger person that chooses to procreate and make babies someday, think about the genetically modified offspring you have the potential of bringing into this world. Okay? Older folks that have comorbidities, well, that's a different situation, and I'm sure that there's things that could warrant this, you know, where the good actually, you know, of actually taking a vaccine could potentially outweigh some of the implications. But do your homework and don't listen to just the mainstream media. Don't listen to Dr. Fauci. I guess something, Dr. Fauci gave some money to this laboratory to do some of this research. This virus was purportedly started in. I mean, some of the stuff I'm hearing, it's like, it's too crazy to believe. So be your own best friend in this world. Be your own advocate. Be the change. Go out and be the change. You know, be part of your community that can affect change for the good. You know, do good. Be good. Get on your hands and knees and pray to your Creator for answers, because that's really the only thing that's going to change our country is good, good, heartfelt prayer. And like we've said, what's one of my favorite songs by James Payne that we listen to here on this show is, we got to pray like we've never prayed before. We got to fight like we're soldiers in the war. Raise our hands, every woman, every man, down on our knees. We got to beg and plead. We can't give up. We can't give in until God blesses America again. And, you know, but each individual person needs to be part of that blessing and part of that change. we can do this, okay? And my favorite thing is actually talking and listening, having a discussion with an honest liberal, okay, like an Alan Dershowitz liberal, okay, because there's a lot of sense to be made. But see, unfortunately right now, things are so contentious. There's people out there that just would rather fight you than actually discuss anything with you. And they don't like when you challenge their thoughts or what they think. They don't like it. They get all pissy-wissy and hissy, you know. And it's like, well, wait a minute, don't, aren't you open-minded? I hate when people think, you know, they claim to be liberal and open-minded and woke, and they really can't hear a different opinion on anything else. I mean, you know, I'm willing to hear the other side. It's important to listen and understand what other people are thinking and feeling and where they're coming from. Because you can have a paradigm shift, and actually that's how better thinking is. But we're at a place, a very dangerous place, I may add, too, in our society and in our country, where people just don't listen. That's both sides of the aisle. That's not just the left, although the left has a propensity, I think, to be a little more aggressive, if you will. They're better at it. They've been doing community organizing much longer. But we need better ideas. And people need to listen to each other, empower each other, help each other, and be that change. Because it's really time to awaken America. It is time to awaken America to the empowerment of our rugged individualism. Yes, you know, this colorblind meritocracy known as America, where we realize that we are all created equal, we are endowed by our creator, and thoughts are things, and we become what we think about most of the time. You know, and we can be, do, have, and achieve anything we want. And we are all better together. We are better together. E pluribus unum, out of many, one. That's what made this country so wonderful and great, because we are such a collective melting pot of different cultures, and that gives you different ideas. And if we could bring our best people forward, we can be the change. But in order to change the world, you've got to change yourself, which means we individually have to change our thoughts, our attitudes, and our emotions. We have to be in full control over our emotions, because somebody says something, we can't be triggered. Let them play their little trigger games, wah, 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 and then make them accountable for it, okay? Listen. We got to listen. We have to listen to each other, and then we have to listen to ourselves, too, you know? Sometimes we have to adjust our own self-talk and stop ourselves from being a special kind of stupid. It could be a very good thing, but you know, we have to help each other rise, help each other think better, help each other do better, and really and truly, you know, be that change, be the change that we wish to see. If you want people to be nicer, then guess what? You got to go out and just be a nicer person. Period. That's all. Not hard. Just go be nicer. Go do something for somebody who could do nothing for you. That's kind of a cool thing. That's called be a nice person. Oh, man, this person can't do anything for me. You know, okay, good. So what? You know? And, yes, you're going to have people out there that are going to take advantage of your goodness and your kindness, and they're always going to be the takers. You know what? There's always going to be the takers. Just be glad you're not one of them. Be the maker. Be the creator. I would rather be the creator than the taker. because wait, if you're the taker, there may not be a lot of givers out there. But if you're the creator, you always have resources and access. Don't be dependent on the government. Be dependent on God. And be well, be blessed, and be free. Be that change you wish to see. And create your ideal life. This is Carol Ann P. Peace, love, and empowerment. And, of course, freedom. And, of course, peace of mind. And let's play a little Boston to check us out. Thanks for joining me. This is Carol Ann Parisi with Awaken to Empowerment Radio 2 days in a row. It's because it's crappy raining and I can't do my favorite gardening, my slave labor, which is absolutely awesome. I just did get some quercetin, by the way, and I'm taking the budesonide and the rhinocort, and yeah, I've yet to get COVID. They do sell a test now. It's a home test. It's called BINAX Now, and it's made by Edit, and it's a test that you could get and do your own COVID test and get the results at home. So don't have to be part of the government. Oh, I've got a great story for you. My hygienist actually went ahead and told me the story. She knew the person. Person was waiting in line to get a COVID test, and you know, last year. And finally she had to go to work or whatever. And when she got home, she got an email from the place saying that she tested positive for COVID. Never took the test. I told my guy at the GNC that. He's like, I've heard that before. Folks, don't believe everything they tell you. Be the change. And again, be well, be blessed, be free, be that change you wish to see. This is Carol Ann P. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. And most of all, have your peace of mind. We'll catch you next time here on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. This is Carol Ann Parisi saying bye-bye. Catch you next time. Be that change, man.